Welcome to the Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there's more than one way to eat, train, and live. I'm your host, Jimmy Kim, and thank you so much for tuning in. If this is your first time checking out the show, welcome. I hope you stay and subscribe to the show. This first season, I've been doing two podcast episodes every week. One where I share stories of everyday people who I think are doing fitness the right way. You get to hear what they do, how they manage their fitness and life, and they share their tips and tricks. The other episode, which is today's show, you get to listen to clips of a call with one of my coaching clients, Dave Stewart. Dave Stewart started a 12-week coaching program with me, and we're on week number 5. When I first started with Dave, he wanted to run a marathon or do some big trail run, but after a few weeks, injuries halted our plans and Dave's motivation to do a race has started to waver. Other than the race, Dave's other goals were being more physically active, to reduce heartburn, and you'll hear in this episode he wants to be able to work and fish until he's 100 years old. It's a pretty lofty goal. One of the other things we get into this episode is finding other things that Dave likes to do and where we can fit it in. This leads us to a conversation about basketball. And Dave loves basketball and has played for a large portion of his life. And whenever I bring up the topic of basketball, I could hear his voice light up and he gets right into it. He hasn't played for a while and for the usual reasons, family obligations, time, and the fear of injuries. Dave is in his 40s and he's still a pretty young man and definitely can play a light game of basketball here and there if he wanted to. But when I started to bring it up, he wasn't as enthusiastic about it as I thought. In fact, he flat out said he just couldn't do it, and we go into it in the show. I actually run into this a lot when I coach people. Tell me if this has ever happened to you. Do you remember a time in your life when fitness and eating just clicked? It could have been you started yoga, running, or a certain kind of diet. You remember that's what brought you the success and that feeling that you're looking for now. You know that if you just went back to running or back to yoga, you can get back to how you felt and looked before. But you don't. You keep telling yourself you will though, that you'll find the time, you'll find the money, the resources that will get you back to that thing. But have you ever asked yourself if that's you anymore? I'll use yoga for example, but this can be applied to any physical activity. When you first tried yoga, everything was new, and you probably sucked at it. But you liked it enough that you kept doing it. You stuck through with it, got better, went more often, started even eating like a yogi, and after some time, you started to look and feel better. But then something happens. You have a baby, it's summer, and you want to sit on the patio with friends. You've moved far, far away from the studio. Basically, life happens, and you gradually stop going. And after that time passes, you start to lose those benefits that you had before. Those gains that you made, or those losses, depending how you think of it. So you have two choices. One, go back to the thing that brought you the success the first time. Or two, try something else. But when going back doesn't work, or it isn't an option anymore, most people won't try something else. They get so caught up and stuck with that feeling from the past. So this is my advice for all those people that are trying to get back at what they had in their fitness and health. Stop looking through the rear view mirror. How you looked and felt before was the past. And it's time to look into what your future self looks and feels like. Your future self is going to be the best version of you. And I would take this time to explore different things, different activities, different diets, and different goals. It's time to remix your fitness. Now, one more thing before I get into today's episode. Until July 31st, I'm offering a free 30-minute coaching call with me where I can help you crack your fitness DNA. All you need to do is go to remixmyfitness.com and subscribe to the site. I'm not gonna sell you or try to push you on any products. What we'll do is talk about your past fitness history, share some ideas, and map out a plan so that you can reach your goals faster. And if at the end you told me you wanted to work with me, great, but there's no pressure. If you don't believe me, you can ask anyone in the Remix My Fitness Facebook community group that has done the 30-minute coaching call with me, and they'll tell you zero pressure, all fun. So visit remixmyfitness.com and subscribe to the site, and we'll find some time to chat. I hope you take me up on the offer before July 31st. Now, let's get to the show. I was reviewing our first episode, and you had some goals in mind, like the ultra, to get that through, and you know, a few other things. But I think that was the main goal that you had in mind, to run some marathons. But we've run into a few hitches since then, such as your calf is probably yep. the main big one here. So thinking back at your goals, has anything really changed at all?
Has anything changed? I think, and one of those goals was definitely just hopefully getting active and maybe tackling the a little bit of that, you know, heartburn thing, knowing that, you know, maybe the physical activity won't do it all together, but maybe there's other things. I'm sure the diet, well, and stress is part of it. And so, yeah, I mean, that was another thing that we had talked about. But, you know, I think that as far as the leg thing, the injury, yeah, that is a little bit of a bummer. And I've taken a little bit of a break on running. So I've just been doing the exercises and my leg's fine. So I'm not sure what exactly is going on there. The other thing is that run I was looking at doing, it's kind of, I think I'd be better off doing a trail run, which is more of a standard trail run. And this one is like a full on, like scrambling up a mountain. So, and the other thing is that, just because of family stuff, and this is just part of the deal, right? You can't always do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be taking care of the kids. Megan's heading off to Hawaii for kind of her first mother break for pretty much forever. You know, so she's well deserved. She's going to be off in Hawaii, and I got to take care of the kids. It's going to be awesome for 10 days. So yeah. it'll be the longest period.
Okay, so in about exactly 7 days, you're going to be alone with the kids, which I'm sure won't be any problem with you, but that really changes the landscape of your current like schedule. Because right now I think you're doing a fantastic job just getting out there, working out, and just being active. So I mean, we've talked about this off air and through messages, but you're at a point now where we can add an A and B split to your workout, and I'm interested to see how that will play out. I think that will play out fine this week. But what will it be like next week when you have the kids and you'll have a little less free time to for yourself that way?
And what is the A and B split now?
So an A and B split is I wanted you to get into the rhythm of just being active and just trying a bunch of different things, running, the workouts I was sending you to do. You were very good at just going off and doing your own leisurely physical active stuff, like a lot of fishing, a lot of hiking. You do that on your own anyway.
Yeah.
But now an A and B split where you got in about, I think, 4 or 5 workouts last week, if I'm not correct, right? Just one of those those bodyweight workouts. So just to break up the monotony of it, and now that you're getting to this rhythm of being able to do more days a week, we can then focus on, you know, an A and B split could be something like Monday you do a primary leg workout day. And then on Tuesday you would do primarily an upper body workout that day.
Oh, okay.
Or something like Monday would be more of a cardio driven day, and mm-hmm. Cardio driven, still using body weight exercises and any other equipment that you may have. But and then on Tuesday, doing mainly a strength training workout. So just to kind of break things up and to provide variety. To basically just remix the types of workouts mm-hmm. that you do, because right now we're at a point where we have the challenge and we have the I think we're starting to tailor back on the goals of running marathons or running a trail at the moment until we kind of figure things out of what to do with your calf issue, because that's a huge issue in itself, right? Because mm-hmm. the moment that you go out for a run longer than 10 minutes, your calf seizes up.
Yeah, and it doesn't totally seize up, but it makes it not very fun. And it's just weird that it happened, you know, like when we started this, you know, that's the strange thing is, like, I've never had a problem, you know, ever running with, I had a hamstring problem but I've never had this calf thing. So it is kind of strange that just happened. And my guess is that it's because I'm working out different muscles that I never have, and it's changing something and it's shining a light on deficiencies I have in my exercise. So yeah. Well, it's probably a good thing.
Yeah. I'm glad you're talking like that now, because I think the first couple of weeks you were, I thought you were pretty down and a little hard on yourself, you know, saying like, you know, I'm getting old and I guess this is what my body does. And I was like, oh man, like I don't want Dave thinking that way.
No, hey, I'll tell you, I know all about the stories of, in fact, we were just talking about this week. Like I think we live in a society where it's like, you know, people feel like they get to 70 or 80 and they're done. And, you know, and I think that's wrong. And I think that's because of diet and everything else. But no, I'm more like, man, I want to be that 100-year-old person still working in my job and doing the physical activity. That's my goal. If you want to look at my main goal, you know, that's it, to be pretty much my whole life, to be able to be active.
I used to work for the government for many years. And I worked there for like 11 years, and people were looking so forward to retiring. And look, I'm all for that. I think that's a great goal to have, you know. And I even calculated like what age I could retire with like a full pension. And I was like 21 at the time, and I think I ended up being like 53 years old.
Uh-huh.
And people were like, oh man, that's amazing, Jimmy. That's great. You're going to retire like in, you know, 20 something years, you're gonna have a full pension. And that did not excite me. That was not an exciting experience. And I thought, oh man, what am I going to do after 53? You know, when I get to 53, and like all those kinds of things were like swirling through my mind. And I thought, okay, I gotta make a little bit of a change here. And I wish I could say that change was instant. I wish I could say I woke up the next day and boom, next thing you know, I lost a bunch of weight and I'm doing you know, a personal training. But it didn't. It took a solid 4 years of trying different things, doing different things, and just trying to make it through. So basically to each his own. Like my parents, they also talk. It's funny that they've worked every day of their whole lives, and all they talk about is not working, not working anymore. Yep. But the moment that they stop working, even for like a couple days, they're just like, no, I gotta do something. I gotta go back to work, and we start the cycle over again. So even that self, it's you see like the different types of the different types of way to like live your life and want to live and. Yeah, want to be active at 100 years old. I think that's a pretty amazing and amazing goal, and it's going to be a lot of work on your end as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I heard your episode last week or a couple days ago, I guess, that I just listened to. I guess it's the first episode. You know, it was great because, I mean, that couple talked about, you know, all that good stuff, and they got kids and staying active, and just that, like I think he mentioned a few times, that it's just a choice. You know, it's like we're not. You know, I think people get in this pessimistic thing, you know, they have an injury or they get a little overweight, and then it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse, as opposed to like, oh, you know, I don't have to watch TV, right? You know, you don't have to do a lot of things that you do, and you could actually spend a half an hour being active. And that's what's cool, you know, about this, the Remix My Fitness stuff, is that it makes it easy. You know, the stuff where I'm popping in for a half an hour here, you know, whatever it is on the side in a park. I mean, anybody can do that. I mean, there's parks all over the world, you know, anybody can go do this without any weight belt, you know what I mean? I'm just doing exercises. So I don't know. I think that speaks to like, that's me. Maybe that's not everybody, but it just seems like everybody can do it.
And you know, everybody can do it. And I think that's an important message, but not everybody wants to do it. So for example, if we were doing this and I was telling you, hey Dave, like let's, you know, get those workouts in the park. Let's get those workouts in the forest. You know, get those runs in. And you weren't doing that. And even though you're part of this, is you check in with me every day. And if you if you checked in and you said, oh, look, Jimmy, I'm sorry, I was too busy. Oh, hey, Jimmy, I'm sorry, I didn't have the time.
Yeah.
Or there wasn't a good spot. Then I would start looking at thinking like, okay, this is not getting Dave excited to go out.
So what do you do for somebody that like? So not everybody is going to have a personal trainer, you know, obviously. Mm-hmm. So how do you, because I think that accountability is important for a lot of people. How do you help, you know, that person that's listening right now who won't have a personal trainer that needs that accountability to get it done? Where would you direct them to make it where it's not going to cost, you know, a ton of money?
It's about making it fun for you, right? And I think that stems from your why. Right. And I've talked about this before, but you're cracking your fitness DNA. Like, who are you? Not who do you want to be or what is the end result, but what is going to drive you to get you to do the things that you really want to do? And if that is losing weight and looking a certain way and being slim, look, there's really only a few different avenues that you can go about doing that. There really aren't very many options. So when you look at those options, do those options excite you? Like, do lifting weights and start sculpting your body and running on a treadmill or running outdoors, does that excite you? Mm-hmm. If it doesn't, then you really need to think about it. Like, really take the time to ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why do I want this? And I don't think we take enough time to think about those things. We're just very much in a rush of like the results that I want. I either want to lose weight, or I either want to gain weight, or I want to be able to fit into this dress, or I want to look good in this tux.
Yeah.
But
so what did it, and not to make this episode totally about all your history, but I mean, when you lost 80 pounds or whatever it was, so did you just start exercise? Like, where did the, I mean, you're doing, you know, you're basically killing it now. You got your whole business and stuff, but before that business was there and everything, I mean, how did that start? Is it all about the weight? Is that how
you? It was all about the weight. Look, I was overweight my whole life, minus a little funny stretch in my teen years when I was like 16 to like 18 or 19 or something like that. I found something that I really enjoyed doing. When I was 16, it was the first time I was exposed to like a weight room. And that was the first time when I didn't care about the weight. Like, I didn't care about how I looked or how much fat I was carrying. I genuinely enjoyed like lifting stuff, and that was my sport, I guess. I was never really into sports. I was never very good at basketball or soccer or any of those kinds of things. I always felt like I was missing something. And then when I was 16 and you were allowed to go into the weight room and learn, I thought it was like the best thing in the world. And I spent the summer at like a local YMCA working out, and I came back and everyone was like, oh my God, Jimmy, you lost so much weight. You look amazing. Mm. You know, and after that, I went into university and, you know, lived the university life. I think you kind of guess how that was. And then it went back to like, oh man, I started gaining 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 50 pounds.
Yep.
I went from like 185 pounds to 270 pounds in the span of like 2 years. And it was nuts. And now people are like, Jimmy, you got to lose weight. Jimmy, you got to lose weight. And that's what consumed me almost every day. I'd be eating something and I'd feel so guilty about eating it. And just like, oh my God, like, this is not helping me. This is not helping me to lose weight.
Right.
But again, the moment that I turned that switch to, I want to get better at these things. So like the story I told you, like when I was 21 and I was 53 years old, I'm retiring. I'm like, oh, what am I going to do then? I got to start changing myself. And what are some of the things that I like to do? And at the time, I was very heavy into doing like Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and I was competing a little bit more frequently at that time. And I was fighting a lot of big dudes. I was competing in the category of the super ultra heavyweight class, which is 230 to unlimited. And these guys weren't just fat guys. These guys were tall guys. They were very broad shouldered. They were muscular. They were large. They were from all different walks of life, 230 pounds and above. That gives you a really wide range of kinds of people that you compete with. And I couldn't hang with those guys. So I thought, okay, I got to train more to be better. And just so happened, as I was training more, I was eating better, I was losing weight. And I just stopped stepping on the scale until the next competition. I'm going to be like, okay, how much do I weigh now? Oh, I'm not that far off from the heavyweight class. I'm not that far off from the light heavyweight class. And I just kept working my way down at each tournament that I was going to. And then next thing you know, I was at like fighting at middleweight. I was like 185, back to 185. And those were the only times I would ever step on the scale, because I had to. I had to know how much I weighed so that I could register for a competition. So, that was my why. So, look, I've trained a bunch of people before where I'm just like, look, this is not working for you. Like, me coming here or you coming here and training with me in person, working these weights 3, 4, 5 times a week, you're hating your life, right? You're making excuses why you're not coming here and training with me.
Yeah.
So let's find something that's going to work for you. And the couple best examples I can give is one person I was speaking with. I was like, what do you like to do? Like, if you didn't have to do this, what would you want to do? Mm-hmm. And he told me he wanted to play basketball.
Hmm.
And I was like, why don't you play basketball? He's like, well, it's, you know, I got so much work to rent, to get a permit for school, to get a couple people together, and this and this and that, and the time is going to be at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night. And I said, just give it a try. Just give it a whirl. See what happens, right? Yeah. I'll show you how to get a permit, because I've gotten many of those for a lot of the stuff that I've done. I showed him. Got his friends organized in there, and boom, now this guy is playing basketball at all kinds of hours. He's not saying like, oh, I got to go to work early in the morning, or oh, I got to do this or that. And he's got a full-time job. He's got two kids of his own, and yet he has now prioritized his time to go and work out at like 8 or 9 o'clock, doing something fun, so fun. He comes out and he's like sweaty, and he still works out when he once a week to. You know, to work on muscles. And what do we work on? We work on things to make him better at basketball, right?
Right.
And now he's lost so much weight. He's lost so much weight.
That's cool.
And funny enough, you know what? He doesn't even really step on the scale. He doesn't really care.
No. Nope.
Doesn't really care. He just wants to play basketball. He plays basketball exactly. 2 times a week. He travels far to play basketball, comparative to where he lives, like a 40-minute, 50-minute drive there. You play for a couple hours, and it's a 50-minute drive back. And look, it's to get a couple friends together to pitch in to pay for a permit. Yes, it's going to take work. Yes, it's going to take time to do. But I mean, he's made leaps and bounds. He's been doing this now for 2-3 years now.
Yeah, that's cool. You know? Yeah, it's funny you say that because basketball was my sport throughout my entire life, and yeah, I kind of gave it up a little bit for various reasons. But yeah, it is a great.
But then
sport.
You got to ask yourself, Dave, like, why haven't you? If and this is if you want to play basketball again, why aren't you playing basketball now?
It's kind of that same sort of thing. Time, you know?
Right?
I mean, there are open gyms all around, and getting an open gym in the evening, you know, with the family, you know, that was always not I couldn't really do it. And evenings are kind of out for me. So
even if it's once a week.
Yeah. I mean, it's because I already have other things going on in the evenings. But anyways, yeah, no, it's all good. I would rather actually trail running is something that I really love. If I could pick one thing, I'd probably rather do that.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. I think people think back to, I'll use you and use basketball, but I think you think back to basketball, and it's not just basketball, but it's how you felt when you played basketball.
Yeah.
With the people that you're surrounded with, maybe with that timeline or whatever it is, right? There's something about that basketball that gives you that nostalgic feeling. And that feeling is either going to get you to play more basketball, or you have to recognize that, yeah, you know what? I really loved basketball before, but there are some other things that interest me right now.
Yep.
You know, and finding something like trail running, I know you like doing it, and it's pretty tough that we can't focus a little bit more time and attention into that right now, but we will get back to it before these 12 weeks are done. That's for sure.
Perfect.
That's for sure. I did want to touch on your nutrition here a little bit. So I know you were tracking your calories for the week.
Yep.
How did that go? What was that experience like for you?
It was pretty good. You know, at first it was a little tough, and then I got into the swing of things. I think if I was to do this tracking for months and months or years, I would get better at it, because there were a lot of things where, you know, I'm eating sort of things, snacking, and instead of filling out a special meal, like for example, a smoothie, you know, I've been making smoothies, which has been great. I love smoothies. So I've been making smoothies, but I haven't been documenting exactly all the ingredients. Like I have to make a meal to do that, which I probably will eventually. But instead I just kind of, I think a couple times, just throw down a smoothie, like whatever popped up.
Right.
You know, I think
I mentioned you could have done the, just sticking in the raw, whenever I make a smoothie, I'll just put in a cup of kale, a cup of
carrots. Put it in.
I'll just put it in. Even if I'm like, I don't see something on a menu, I'll just.
Yeah,
you're not gonna get the between a cup of kale and two cups of kale, there really isn't that huge of a difference, right? Like,
if you look at
you know, a steak from some restaurant, and some steak that you make at home, or steak somewhere else, like the difference in calories is, it's not something to kill yourself over.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So no, you stuck in like some anything that looked similar to what you were doing, or what you were eating.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, and I think I did make a few meals. So the meals do work out good, because you can take the kale and whatever you're putting into it and put it all into one meal. Mm. And then every time, like me, every morning, if I'm doing the smoothie, the same thing, then I'll just click that meal and it's already good to go.
Right. What was your caloric intake? Like, so how many calories did you think you consumed?
I think roughly like 2,500.
2,500 calories?
Well, maybe. Well, I guess some of them were less. I guess. Well, saying I guess I had one day that was down to 1,200 or whatever. But
okay,
I but, think overall somewhere between 1,200 and 2,500.
Okay. So how about this? How about you? Could you do you have your app available with you right now?
Yeah.
Because usually I would. Usually I would have asked you to send over screenshots of it, but you know, I wanted to do this.
Yep.
Yeah. So why don't you run me through the 5-7 days that you had?
So just want me to go through like breakfast?
No, no, just the Monday was what? Tuesday, like calories, total calorie.
Oh, calories. Yeah. So June 4th.
That's a huge range.
So Monday, so 2490. The next day, 1834. The next day, 1122. And I think 1688. The 8th, 2005. The 9th, 922. And that one I didn't have a lunch, so I think I missed putting in a lunch.
And just kind of briefly looking through there, and I'll ask you to send me those screenshots after.
Yeah.
Which is, what were you eating more of? Were you eating more carbohydrates? Were you eating more of?
Oh yeah, yeah. More like the first day was like half carbs. Mm-hmm. The next day was more than half carbs, 61% carbs. The next day was 44% carbs, and then that day there was 33% fats, 23% protein. So I definitely am, I've known that I'm more, well, and then I guess in this day I had more, I had about 34% carb, 53% fats. So yeah, I mean, I'm kind of all over the board. Mm-hmm. But I tend in the past have been more of the carb stuff.
Do you ever find that you have crashes? Like, do you ever find you have energy crashes? Like
So one of my things, and this is something I know I need to get off of, but so like Clif Bars.
Mm-hmm.
So Clif Bars are like they're my thing, you know, that keeps me, you know, through, like if I'm doing something and I'm out in the field, like hiking, you know, I'm doing like a 5-mile hike or something, then I'll throw a Clif Bar in.
Mm-hmm.
There are times when if I do get hungry, I feel like if I don't have a Clif Bar in those situations, I feel like, yeah, like I'm kind of getting irritated, like I need to eat, or I'm kind of getting pissed.
Just based on what you just told me, the amount of calories that you're consuming, your diet, your current diet is very reliant on sugar.
Yeah.
Right? So you're having these crashes, which is why I was asking. This is what I see. This is the very common pattern that I'll see. People who consume a lot more carbohydrates will have crashes. And then what will they do? They'll, like yourself, like you will consume more carbohydrates to kind of spike up your blood sugar level. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing or that's a good thing, but I'm wondering whether we can make some improvements on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you be willing to make some tweaks if I gave you some general guidelines to follow?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's something that you think you and your family could get on board on doing together, or is this something that you'd have to do individually yourself?
Yeah, I mean, it might be, I mean, definitely I'm traveling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gone a lot, in the, you know, mornings, daytime, even the evenings and stuff. So mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably something I will be doing on my own.
Mm-hmm. And look, I'm not saying we're going to go and just change exactly how, or change what you're going to be eating, like
full
180 here, but
yep.
Making some small tweaks and see if that helps with your general energy level, because I don't know about you, but if you're okay with crashing and having those little spikes, being hangry and stuff, then that's fine. But if you want to make a little bit of a change and see if we can change that up a little bit, and if you're up for it, then let's start to look at your nutrition a little bit more now, because now would be the time.
Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm up for it for sure. I mean, the little things I don't mind that much. It's not that big of a deal. I think that the biggest thing is just more my health.
Where we went from the first 4 weeks of just spending time to get you into the habit of doing some sort of physical activity, at least 3-5 times a week, or in your case, you're doing all kinds of other stuff, so it's almost, you're being physically active 7 days a week, and even more so. Now we look at your nutrition, see if we can make some changes, and maybe it turns out that we don't need to make any changes at all, right? There are people who consume high carbohydrate, high carb diets, and they they want to make a change because that's what they see. They see that they need to eat a high fat diet. They need to eat a high protein diet. And once they go on it, they do it for like a month or two, and they just hate life.
Yeah,
I could see it. I could hear it. I could feel it. And yep. There are always workarounds around that. But
gotcha.
Just again, taking a quick glance, I'm surprised. You must have a very high metabolism because the numbers that you're giving me here are very on the scale of like this is where you would gain maybe about a pound a week if you continue to do this all the time. But I could eat anything.
My whole life, I mean, my problem hasn't been gaining weight. My problem has been, well, not that I've lost weight. I mean, I've been at like 175 for forever, but I could eat anything. You know, you throw it out there until I throw up. And I wouldn't gain any weight. You know what I mean? I just have that. Yeah, I guess I do have a high metabolism.
If you were looking to lose weight and you're overweight, this would be the first thing I would look at and say, okay, Dave, you're eating way too much for your weight. Sure. So, but you're obviously now you said you've been at this weight for quite some time.
Imagine,
with all this exercise you're getting in, you step on the scale, I bet you'd still be around that same weight.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. But this is what we'll do. Send me over some screenshots of what you're eating. Because what I like to look at is to see not just what you're eating, but when are you eating those things. And it gives me like a good timeline of like, okay, Dave is eating this energy bar at like as a snack 2 o'clock in the afternoon consistently for the next 5 days. He's obviously crashing around this time. So what are you doing before then that's causing this crash? And what are some of the changes that we could do instead of having a Clif Bar? So how about we cap it at that? You send me for this week, please send me your nutrition. And this is something that we're going to talk about a lot.
Sounds good.
Sound good? You have any questions for me?
I don't think so. I think I'm good.
Okay. Take it easy, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you want to get advice like Dave, I'm offering 100% no hassle, no pressure, 30-minute coaching call over Skype. All you need to do is go to remixmyfitness.com and subscribe to the site, and you will get a link to book a coaching call with me. Also, if you want to meet me or Dave, we hang out in our private Facebook community group. You'll never guess what it's called. It's called the Remix My Fitness Community Group on Facebook. You can go to bit.ly/remixmyfitness and it will take you right to our group where you can ask questions, stay motivated, and hang out with some good people. Well, that's it for me. Have an amazing weekend, and I hope you go out there and remix your fitness. Until next time, peace.